In this gospel snippet, I want to continue with that mini-series, The Carnal Mind. I've tried to argue from Scripture that the mind, the heart of man, is where the spiritual battle takes place. I've tried to show that Scripture teaches us that by nature we are ignorant, spiritually ignorant, foolish. We think the truth of God is folly. We hate the truth. We will not have it. We are ignorant of God's truth, and our thinking is futile. I've tried to argue this from various scriptures. Now, in this gospel snippet, very, very briefly, I want to deal with Romans chapter 1 and verses 18 to 25. I'm taking this carnal mind one stage further. I want you to notice, if you'll read those verses, I want you to notice certain key words there. The natural man knows the truth in the sense that he can see it in creation, all around him, and so on, but he suppresses that truth. He just will not allow it to play its full part in his life. He stifles it. He represses it. He pushes it down. He pushes it away. He will not have it reigning over him. It's not that he is ignorant of it here in the sense that he does not see certain leading points of the truth of God, but he's just not going to have it. Some of the passages I've dealt with have spoken of the natural man's inability. He cannot understand. But here it is the will. He will not have it. He will suppress it. He will exchange the truth of God for a lie. Read the passage and you'll see. He'd rather believe nonsense, error, his own delusions, the ideas of men, than receive the word and truth and gospel of God. And you'll notice very clearly that the Bible is express here, and for this the wrath of God is upon the natural man. Now, I said at the beginning that this will be an offensive series. It will be resented. It won't be liked at all. I can understand it. But it is the truth, my friend. As a natural man, if you're an unbeliever, you're a natural man, then this is what you are. We all are by nature born this way. I was. And it needs a new heart, a new mind, so that we do not suppress the truth. We do not prefer a lie to the truth of God. We want the gospel, and we will not stifle it. We will yield to it, and we will respond to it. Now, only God can give that new heart. You must be born again. And that new heart and new mind is such that we will love the truth, love Christ, above all honor and trust him and obey him in the gospel. Until we have that new heart, we never will. No wonder Christ said, you must be born again. I hope you realize, my friend, you can apply any amount of churchianity to the natural man. You can give him any amount of religion. You can perform any religious rite or ceremony over him, and it will be utterly unavailing. Until he has a new heart, nothing will do. Until he has a new heart, he will continue to stifle the truth of God. This is you, my friend, by nature. I tell you now, you need a new heart. You must be born again. A new disposition, a new will. Until you have that new will, you will always be suppressing the truth and believing a lie instead of the truth of God. I appeal to you. You must be born again. And I appeal to you, repent and believe and trust upon the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. Do not stifle it. Do not suppress it anymore, I plead with you. For Christ's sake, amen.